USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students could be back in Idaho as soon as Tuesday. Meanwhile, Brian Koberger's family is talking about the future.
In a statement released by Koberger's public defender in Pennsylvania, his parents and two sisters ask for privacy, say they've cooperated with investigators. They also express condolences for the families of the four students stabbed to death in their Moscow, Idaho apartment in November. Koberger, a grad student in criminology at Washington State University, was arrested Friday at his parents' home in Pennsylvania. I'm Rich Johnson.
A host of new federal and state laws are taking effect in the new year. About half of all states will see a minimum wage increase in 2023. At the federal level, the price of insulin for seniors on Medicare will be capped at $35 as part of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Maryland and Missouri are the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana. Catholic leaders from across the globe preparing to attend the funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI on Thursday. We're also learning more about the former pontiff's last words before he died.
On Sunday, the late Pope's longtime secretary told the Vatican's official media that a nurse attending the 95-year-old Benedict heard him say in a very faint voice in Italian, quote, "Lord, I love you." He died about 6 hours later on Saturday morning. Pope Francis will preside over funeral services for the former pontiff on Thursday in St. Peter's Square. The former Joseph Ratzinger was elected pope in 2005 and resigned because of poor health in 2013. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Airports in Florida are back up and running after a computer malfunction caused hours-long delays Monday. Officials said there was a nationwide ground stop to and from Florida due to a radar link outage. Problems also reported in Texas today. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A follow-up investigation is underway by authorities following a snowplow accident that left actor Jeremy Renner critically injured.
Jeremy remains in critical but stable condition. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office confirmed Renner was at home in the Sierra Nevada Mountains above Lake Tahoe when the incident took place. The actor was the only person involved in the accident. Jeremy is best known as the superhero Hawkeye in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. His current project is the mayor of Kingstown. I'm Lance Pry.
More details are emerging now in connection to the death of Gabby Petito. According to a court filing, Brian Laundrie's mother wrote a note to him offering to bring him a shovel to bury Petito's body. That document is part of a lawsuit Petito's parents filed against Laundrie's family. The Laundrie's attorney says he has the note, but called it a personal communication between mother and son. He also claims the note was written before Petito and Laundrie left Florida for a cross-country trip. Earth, Wind, and Fire drummer Freddie White is dead. The band and his brother confirmed the news. No cause of death was given. White was 67 years old. Katie Hobbs is now the 24th governor of Arizona. The Democrat took the oath of office just before 10:30 a.m. local time in a private swearing-in ceremony at the state's capitol. Arizona's race for governor received national attention thanks to former President Trump's endorsement of 2020 election denier Carrie Lake. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.